Good evening. Tonight is Saturday, June 7th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter podcast. For tonight's show, I finally got around to making a craft segment. I decided to go with I'm calling it a dragon's tail, but depending on the length, I've seen people call them dragon's tongues for the shorter ones. Usually it's referred to as a dragon's tail when it's a little longer. Basically, I decided to go with this one because it's one of those projects that's fairly easy to make and fairly fun to use. And, I think that's a good combination for right now. I have a picture up of one that a friend made for me a little while back. It's got a more ornate handle. It's actually made out of a railroad spike that's been twisted. So it has a nice spiral pattern on it. And then, the very head of it's been flattened out with two holes drilled in it so that, the two rivets are put through it to hold the leather in place. So the first thing I did with the project was, find a piece of scrap suede that I had around. It was big enough to accommodate what I needed. And basically, the end, the leather part of the end finished product ended up being about a little over 2 feet long and about 8 inches wide at the bottom of the triangle. And essentially, it's just a triangle-shaped piece of leather. So I laid it out, essentially copied the dimensions of the leather on the one that I had already. I cut the triangle out of the piece of leather that I had using a rotary cutter on top of a cutting mat. And then once you have the triangle cut out, that's actually a lot of the effort that's involved, really. And it's just a matter of wrapping the base of the triangle around a handle to give you something to work with. For the purposes of the picture, I wrapped it around a piece of the square steel tubing I had laying around. But you could use a wooden handle. You could go with something a little more ornate, stain it a nice color. I really like the twisted railroad spike one, but unless you have a metal working setup and a forge handy, that's going to be a little difficult to replicate. You could go with a piece of pipe, for instance. It'd be fairly simple. As far as mounting it to the handle, now, if you're using a wooden handle, it's a little easier because you can either do some tacks to secure the leather to the wood, or some kind of a leather cement do a pretty good job, or a combination of the two if you want to make it particularly sturdy. With the metal, essentially you have to drill holes in the metal and then cut corresponding holes in the leather, and then use some kind of one of several different kinds of rivets that you can use to hold it in place. The rivets are fairly easy to come by. You can go to any Tandy leather shop or order from them online. They have a fairly wide variety of shapes and sizes there. And the basic idea of the toy, if you're not familiar with it, is kind of similar to a single tail. It's just a little less intricate and elegant. But it does the same thing in that it, because the size tapers down as the as it goes down the length, it concentrates the force of your original swing into the very tip, so you can get, if you're doing a fairly light, even swing, you can get a nice slap that's not too different from, tail on a flogger. If you're, if you swing it more of a cracking motion where you're snapping your wrist, you can get the tip moving pretty fast and actually get a really painful, pretty strong impact from the tip. So it's fairly, it's a fairly versatile toy, and the design is pretty versatile too, in that you can make a fairly short little slapper type thing out of it, or you can make a longer, I guess that's something that's closer in use to a single tail, although unfortunately you're probably never going to be able to get the thing to crack, just because it doesn't transfer forces evenly and efficiently as a single tail does. Anyway, I hope this has been a interesting craft segment for you. I'm definitely going to be trying to get back on track as far as being more consistent about the craft segments now. I'm also really interested in finding out what you listeners out there are interested in seeing. I have a few ideas that are coming up for me that are things that I'm definitely interested in working on. But if there's anything in particular that you have in mind that you'd like to see, I'm more than willing to cover different topics and work on some different things. So, feel free to email me with any questions, comments, or feedback, or suggestions for either future craft segment ideas or just things you'd like to hear me talk about in general. And as always, I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com. Oh, I had one other thing I wanted to mention, I was checking out my my stats page and looking at the search terms that people would use to find my website, and you found out a couple of interesting things. One of which is if you do a search for vanilla party in Google, one of my random weekly audio posts where I was talking about going to a vanilla party of a friend of mine is actually the third link that you get to on Google. The first one is I believe a page on Flickr of some kind of cake. And the second one is Great Answer at podcaster get together at a convention, but I'm a little fuzzy on the details. It's a picture of him tying someone up at a non-kinky party. So I thought that was pretty funny. So if you type in vanilla party into Google, you get a cake, Great Answer, and then me. So that amused me. Anyway, I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.